Thank you, Jesus. I forgot to write the date. This is February the 16th, 2020. And I'm going to start out with this morning with the Prophet's Corner. Just a word of encouragement this morning. The title of this is called The Communistic Socialistic Democratic Party. We're going to look in Exodus. I didn't think to get another. You have two or three Bibles over there. Well, she can't really hold one anyway. Okay, Exodus. Thank you. Jackie needs one. Exodus 14. This is what the Lord has been speaking for several weeks concerning what's going on in our nation right now. It's the Communist Socialist Democrat Party. It's not Democratic. That's not the proper word. It's the Democrat. There's nothing democratic about it. Thank you, Jesus. In fact, this is one of our confessions. We make confessions over the nation, and this is one of our things that we speak. Okay, everybody there? And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pihahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal Zephon. Before it shall ye encamp by the sea. And these are when the children of Israel just come out of Egypt. And it says, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pihahiroth. Oh, I read that. Verse 3, for Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, the wilderness hath shut them in. I will pardon Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. It was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and his servants were turned against the people. And they said, why have you done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? Excuse me. And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt, and captives over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea beside Pihahiroth before Baal Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians, for it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness? And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. And the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch forth thine hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get their honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts and his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went before them, before their face, and stood behind them. It came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them, on their right hand and on their left. Build that wall, build that wall. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even off Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. It came to pass that in the morning watch the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels. This is the key scripture here. Took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. The Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea, and the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remaineth not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. Satan always overplays his hand. They should have quit while they were ahead. They're already looking for new articles of impeachment. They should have quit while they were ahead. They could have saved face, but like the lunatics they have become, they continue to pursue. Well, it will be their own destruction. They don't know what hit them. They won't know what hit them, much like Pharaoh and his madness experienced. Dead in the water by a tsunami of water, red wave coming. Yes, a red tsunami. The rise of the Unity Party. And we've been speaking the Unity Party for a while now. A lot of Democrats are coming across the lines and saying, we've had enough of this craziness. The next 4 years will be without any hindrances. This is the next term, President Trump. The next 4 years will be without any hindrances, no more resistance or obstruction from the left of any significance. My chosen one will be able to do what I've called and ordained him to do, and then when he is through, he will pass the baton unto the next one anointed for the next leg of the race. Yes, they are ready and waiting in the wings. So we don't have to be concerned about that. The Communist Socialist Democrat Party think they are hindering and obstructing Donald John Trump. The truth is they are hindering and obstructing me just like Pharaoh. I've been merciful and have given them a space to repent. They have not. Now my mercy has turned to justice. You are now in the justice phase. We've been talking about, the Lord's brought up a couple of times, that when God's glory shows up on the earth, it's a two-edged sword. It's judgment on one side, the miraculous on good, miraculous on one side, judgment on the other. Okay. Just like the Israelites stood on the seashores and watched, you will do the same. You will say, it's biblical. Q's been saying that it's biblical, just like in the Bible. The Q team has relayed to us it's going to be biblical. For those who don't know who Q is a back channel to the president, military intelligence at its finest. Q has also expressed never interfere with an enemy while it is destroying itself. That is what you will do. You will watch in awe as this unfolds. What's really, to me, is amazing to me, President Trump left all his enemies in all their places so that they could get a FISA warrant against them and track them, observe them, and watch them do all their dirty deeds, and then they can go in there and round them up. I mean, that's confidence. Have you noticed, this is my thoughts, have you observed the last couple of weeks how their wheels are coming off? They're becoming unhinged. Just as they have pushed back on my church with violence and censorship, now they will no longer be able to walk down the street. They're already feeling the pushback. Well, you know how bad it's going to be, the pushback? The devil belongs under our feet. And when the church gets the devil under their feet, then the Democrats will be where they need to be. The death sentence they have proclaimed on you and prepared for you, well, they will fall into it themselves. The FEMA camps, the guillotines, the coffins, the vaccines, the chemtrails, you name it. Whatever they have tried to do to kill us, their FEMA camps will be their own prisons. Their guillotines will be their own weapons. Whatever. That's what the Lord's saying. I'm not saying that. I am saying that, but you know what I'm saying. Don't be afraid, but lay not your hand against them. Be wise as serpents, gentle as doves. In other words, don't rejoice when your enemy falls. It says, lest the Lord turn from his anger and turn it on you. So be humble in it. And thank the Lord that he is bringing justice and he's cleaning out our government. Just be glad you're on the right side of things. Okay.